Yes, it's time to enter the lifestyle section. That's the lifestyle klaxon. And, well, UK parents are struck by car seat confusion, Joe. New research has revealed shocking misunderstanding of recent changes to car seat laws. To tell us all about this, first of all, Head of Road Safety at the Royal Society for Prevention of Accidents, and that's Kevin Clinton. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. And Siobhan Freegard, a mum and founder of Channel Mums and Net Mums. Good morning, Siobhan.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Excellent. Kevin, first of all, tell us a little bit about these new car seat laws.
Well, in March, the law was changed to allow a new type of child seat called iSize to be used. So it can be used instead of the current child seat, so nobody has to swap their child seats and buy a new type. But it allows a new type, which has some safety advantages. Unfortunately, what AXA's research has found is that this has caused quite a lot of confusion amongst parents, with some people thinking that they had to swap their child seat, but that's not actually the case.
I'm thinking of getting a new child seat at the moment because my baby, she's 3 years old now, but she's got to three. She's around 2 stone in weight. Siobhan, what should I be looking at?
She'll always be your baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's so confusing because there's now two types of car seats, two types of legislation. Some are rear-facing up to a certain weight. Some based on height. So you're very good. You know that the weight of your child. But some of the laws are now based on height. Some seats are to go in the front. Some are not to go in the front. Some fit differently due to this ice seat safety mechanism. And we were all just mind blown when we looked at it. And that's why we put this research out and showed that actually 90% of us are just as confused. So I kind of felt, well, at least it's not me. So I would say you can look it up online, you can do your research, but you will end up being equally confused. I would say, having spent time, you know, with Kevin today and looking at all the research, I would say go along to a really good retailer, someone whose staff are trained. And a lot of the retailers actually send their staff on training programs and get them to come out to your car, bring your child with you, get them to actually tell you what kind of car you've got, what's the best fit for your child, and get them to show you how to fit it. And if it's a retailer who says, oh, you know, we don't do that, don't go there, go somewhere else, because you really do need that little bit of expert help, I would say. Would you agree, Kevin?
Yes, absolutely right. So check that the store has got trained staff and that they will fit the seat into your car and show you how to do it, because not every seat will fit in every car. So you need to take your particular car along, and if possible, take your youngster along as well to make sure that the seat you choose is right for the youngster.
And there's lots of other little things that you wouldn't think of. You know, even if you've got the right seat for the right car and you've fitted it, a common mistake is to put a blanket under the car seat, a little rug or something, which of course then makes it more slippery. You know, if you put your daughter in the car and she's wearing a big coat and then she gets hot and you take it off a bit later on, then you have to sort of readjust the straps because then they're too... So all of these little tips that you know, when you actually get that car seat fitted, they will take you through those tips at the same time. So, it's just such an important... It's a fundamental issue, and I do feel a little bit cross that it's been made so complex, because it's caused no end of angst amongst parents who are now, you know, worrying that they're using the wrong car seat. You know, we have so many things to worry about, don't we? Have they had their 5 a day? Have they slept? Have they had too much screen time? Have we been relying on the telly as a babysitter? Whatever it is.
Always.
But keeping your child safe in the car, keeping your child alive, I mean, that is the fundamental, you know, our number one job. And they've made it, like, so confusing for us. So Kevin, AXA and RoSPA are kind of helping us to just cut through that confusion today.
Wow, I never knew there was so much to worry about
there
with
is.
A car seat. I'm quite glad that I've not got kids.
Yeah, get a cat, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you wait.
Or a dog. Reading this, though, if you've got a decent car seat already, just because these regulation changes have come in, you don't need to go out and buy a new car seat. Am I right to think it sounds like something that some of the manufacturers have sort of used as a marketing ploy to get a new car seat, get you to go out and buy a brand new one?
Well, you certainly don't need to go out and buy a new seat. So if you have a seat which meets a current standard, and then that seat is perfectly fine to carry on using it until the child is too big for it. I'm not sure I will blame the manufacturers for the new law. The new law has been introduced really as this design of child seats has improved, but also because we've known for a long time that people struggle to fit the seats correctly, and the new type of seat is easier to fit. So it's really about safety improvements being brought in, but you're quite right, and it's a very important message, is that you don't need to swap the seat you've got and go out and buy a new one until you're ready to move your child into a bigger seat.
Is there a website that has got some information we could have a look at?
Yes, AXA have actually put it up on their website today. So axa.co.uk/child-seat. There's some really good information starting there.
Wonderful. And one last question, ISOFIX or not to ISOFIX, which one would you go for?
ISOFIX is safer and it's easier to use, but if your car hasn't got ISOFIX points, then you can't use an ISOFIX seat, so you have to use the seat belts.
Yes, well, it's
confusing,
so I bought a Volvo, and it said it had ISOFIX, and it did not.
Well, my car's got ISOFIX, and I wondered what the hell they are for. So
well, there you go. You will have a very safe child. Well, no doubt.
For your cat.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't know. You had to see the rest of my car.
Yeah, the rest of it is just like a skip.
It's a banger.
Siobhan and Kevin, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks for
You're
having
welcome.
Us.